Good afternoon, everybody. Hold on a minute, everyone. What do we got going on here? We got a little camera problem. Hold on. There we go. Sorry about that, everybody. Oh, here we go. Starting this show off right. How is it going, everybody? My name is Kevin Smith. Thank you all so much for tuning in to Loud Majority Live. We got a jam-packed show for you guys today. Anthony Fauci's former advisor, soon to testify before the COVID panel. We will bring you guys all of that information, all that video as it happens, if and when it happens. If it happens during the show, we will make sure that we bring you guys that. Also, radical Democrats lose primaries all across the country, from Portland to California. A bunch of radical Democrats have lost their primaries in yesterday's run. We're talking about a few Republican candidates that were able to pick up major victories despite large spending from outside groups. Also, as we continue to talk about on this show, cultural figures, pop culture figures, continue to come out and slam Democrats. Who is it today that is coming out against the nonsense woke policies? And a pretty wild video. A pretty wild video out of Milwaukee where a news crew catches a hit and run involving a stolen vehicle while recording on scene about an active shooting. We're going to bring you guys all of that stuff as it happens. Where, as I said, once again, we are monitoring the testimony of longtime Fauci advisor on Capitol Hill. We will see if that happens during the show. But breaking at this hour, the committee of House Ways and Means has released a new report about Hunter Biden, saying that he has now gotten away with it three times directly in front of the American people. And people are starting to notice. I would say so, Fox News. I would say that the American people are definitely starting to notice that Hunter has been caught red-handed, lying under oath multiple times during his congressional deposition. House Republicans said they have obtained proof, indisputable proof, that Hunter Biden lied under oath multiple times during his congressional deposition earlier this year. The House Ways and Means Committee on Wednesday held a markup session to discuss documents protected under IRS Code 6103, a portion of the tax code that keeps certain information confidential. The panel voted on Wednesday to release all the information based on this to prove that not only is Hunter Biden corrupt, not only did he may or may not have had inappropriate relations with an underage family member, but it turns out now he is a perjurer as well. Nothing will happen to the son of the president. Quote, Hunter Biden has shown once again he believes there are two systems of justice in this country, one for his family and one for everyone else. Not only did Hunter Biden refuse to comply with the initial subpoena until threatened with criminal contempt, but he then came before Congress and lied to the House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Jason Smith. The House Ways and Means Committee is in investigation, and the documents released today are part of a personal vendetta against Hunter Biden. The Ways and Means Committee investigation and the documents released today are not part. There you go. Kev, learn how to read that correctly. Are not part of the personal vendetta against Hunter Biden, but are meant to ensure the equal application of the law. I think at this point, it's basically just to prove that there are two systems of justice in this country. One for Joe Biden and his family and one for the rest of us, which we've all known for quite some time. Smith noted that lying during his sworn testimony is a felony offense. The Department of Justice has prosecuted numerous individuals in recent years, and the American people expect the same accountability for the son of the president. Now many people are saying, well, so what, Kev? Nothing's going to happen to him anyway. And you're right. Nothing probably will happen to him. But the point is, serve that subpoena for lying under oath, and make Merrick Garland not do it. Make Merrick Garland not enforce the subpoena. Make it happen. The first son also pleaded not guilty to federal tax charges in the District Court of Central California, specifically to 3 felonies and 6 misdemeanors concerning $1.4 million in owed taxes. That's nice that the son of the former president can owe that much in taxes. That's not bad at all. So more Hunter Biden news coming out, drip, 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 all the live long day. We will, I'm waiting to see when this testimony is going to start. We will bring it to you when it, when we will bring it to you when it does. Before we get started today, guys, hit that thumbs up button, share the video out all over the place. Let's pop this live chat up onto the screen. How's everybody doing today? Sorry for the little mishap at the beginning of the show today. Sorry for that little mishap. We had a connection issue. You know, it's live TV, everybody. It's live TV. What is happening, Robin? Green Broccoli, how are you? Irish, how are we doing? R. Ray, what's happening? Always good to see you guys in the chat. Carol A., how are you? Dre, how are you? Joker, what's up? What's up? What's up? In just a minute, I hate to do this. But I feel it needs, because look, it's going to be taken down by most social media platforms. And I don't want, I mean, I'm going to show it to you, but this is an incredibly sad video that was taken by Hamas, where they kidnapped 5 teenage girls. One of the girls, the one that has basically become the face of the hostages held by Hamas for 226 days, the girl with the blood on her pants, Hamas has released a video, or has a, I don't know if Hamas released it or somebody released it. It's been leaked. It's made it out there to the world of Hamas kidnapping another 4 teenage girls, holding them hostage, tying them up in some sort of a dwelling. I don't know if it's a cave. I don't know what it is. We're going to show you guys that in a second. It's pretty graphic. It's pretty graphic, and I just want to give you all a heads up. I'm going to show you guys that in a couple of minutes. If you don't want to see it, the video is about 3 minutes long, but I feel it's important. I feel it's important because there's a lot of people out there, a lot of people out there who will watch a show like this one and go, "You're just a Zionist. Man, what about the civilians?" War is hell. War is hell. And when you see this video, I promise you, you are going to want to, in the words of our president, in the words of a very particular president, you're going to want to bomb the shit out of them. Because this type of video, and I said this before about the Israel-Gaza conflict right now, is that this is one of those wars that's being fought on Twitter. You know, we're seeing the images come out. Some may be doctored, some may not be, some by one side, some by the other. Real propaganda up, down, left, right. However, this video, I can say with a fair bit of confidence, is virtually indisputable. So, if you're one of the people in the chat who likes to yell at me for being on the side of Israel, here's a 3-minute-long video that tells you exactly why I'm on the side of Israel. Look, it's not easy to watch. It's not easy to watch. It's incredibly graphic. Here it is.
Again.
Who you want to call? What?
Number again.
Gonna call
my friend who is Gaza. Why?
I swear.
Where from?
No.
زرجان ان شاء الله.
هاي السمهي هاي الهمة. لا طلع ايوه طلع. بعرفك.
هذا ولا حاجة للثاني.
Let all that sink in. So for all the people in the chat and all the people on Twitter and all the people that out there that want to yell about Zionism and this, that, and the third, no, I'm just anti whatever that is. And I think whatever that is needs to be eradicated from the human species. I think that needs to be eradicated from the earth. Because let me explain something to you guys. I don't know how old that video is. I don't know. I'm not totally sure when it was taken. Obviously, it was taken around October 7th. As you can see, the first girl in it, I can't pronounce her name. It kills me that I can't say it. Obviously, brutally raped repeatedly. Some of the women had their heels slashed, had their heels cut open. So they couldn't run. You want to stand anywhere near the side of that, you go right ahead. But you do it in somebody else's chat. Because let me explain something to you guys. Those five girls in that video, I don't know if they're alive. I don't know if they're dead, but I can promise you this. If they are still alive, I'd be willing to bet many of them wish they were dead. And that's just reality. There are a group of people on this planet who are just not living in modernity. Just not living in the same millennium as the rest of us. I don't know. And there are people out there that are going to defend this. Or there are people out there who hate Jews so much that they won't stand against it. Kill them all. If you were Israel, serious question, Shat, and I'm going to ask you guys this because this is more of an intellectual question. If you were Israel, why should you be expected to live with that on your border? Put that in the context of your community. If that was living next door to you, should you be forced to live like that? I would say no. I would very much say no. Sue, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Why should they be forced to put up with that? And if you think, the majority of us are going to somehow be swayed by 1,200 ugly people sleeping in tents at UCLA, or, you know what? Here's what I want to know. Where are the queers for Palestine holding up that video? Where are the queers for Palestine, huh? Funny. It's funny. They don't seem to mention that when they're chanting their intifada. They don't seem to mention that. Look, I hope those girls are safe. I hope they come home. I hope they get released, but I live in reality. It's probably not going to be very good. Guys, we're going to move on in a second because I want to get off of this. It's too upsetting. We're going to get to some boring political news and, you know, the likes. But before we get to all of that, guys, a quick word from Mike Lindell.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear, dog.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35. Or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Guys, head on over to MyPillow.com, promo code LOUD. That's MyPillow.com, promo code LOUD. For up to 80% off everything on the website, that's MyPillow.com, promo code LOUD. So, yesterday there were a number of primaries all over the country, in Kentucky, in Georgia, in Idaho, and in Oregon. There were some stories coming out about that. Many people, and the irony, of course, is that everybody and their mother has to tie every single thing back to AIPAC. AIPAC, for those of you who don't know, is the American-Israeli Political Action Fund. Now, because we live in such a tumultuous time where everything has to be about this, AIPAC, and look, there is no doubt they spend a lot of money getting candidates elected, beating primary candidates. However, last night showed that it turns out $100,000 dropped into a campaign by AIPAC may not have the same sort of results that it once had. In the state of Kentucky, Thomas Massie won by 76% of the vote. Thomas Massie, here's what I love about Thomas Massie, and I'm a big fan of his. I know he came after DeSantis, but let's move on. In 2022, Thomas Massie got 66% of the vote. In a presidential year, he got 76% of the vote. And what did he do to celebrate his victory in his primary campaign? He put forth a bill to abolish the Federal Reserve. There you go. Let's go. Libertarians out there, unite. So Thomas Massie staves off a two-challenger race in the state of Kentucky. But the two big ones that I want to talk about. Number one, well, actually, they both come out of Oregon, which I want to say congratulations to the people of Oregon because turns out these people have significantly made your lives worse, and now you've done something to make it better. Rep. Pramila Jayapal's sister got trounced, got mollywopped, got slapped around in her Democratic primary. She had been backed by many national figures of the progressive movement, including her sister, Bernie Sanders, AOC, Barbara Lee, and she took a good beating. Shashela Jayapal. I'm mispronouncing that wrong. It's not because I'm a dick. I'm just mispronouncing it. The sister of far-left squad member Pramila Jayapal was trounced by her Democratic primary in Oregon's 3rd Congressional District to replace Earl Blumenauer, who is retiring after almost 30 years. Jayapal lost to a Democratic challenger, Maxine Dexter, who won the race with 53% of the vote, with more than a third of the vote counted, according to the decision deck. Desker defeated Jayapal and 6 other Democratic candidates for the seat after the sitting rep announced that he was not seeking re-election in the Portland area district. In the Portland area district, Dexter received mostly local endorsements from Oregon's governor and numerous other members of the legislature. So the Portland area beats back a radical progressive. And look, I want to be clear. All right. Let's be real here. It's not like the person who won this, Maxine Dexter, is some sort of moderate. She's not. But she's not as batshit crazy as Pramila Jayapal. That I can guarantee you. One more person in the great state of Oregon who lost is the Portland District Attorney, Mike Schmidt. No, not the third baseman for the Philadelphia Phillies back in the 80s, but the Soros-funded District Attorney lost in a landslide. On Tuesday night, voters in Oregon... I can't even pronounce the name of that county. Jesus, that's a rough one. Oregon fired the one-term Soros-funded back district attorney, Mike Schmidt. Fox 12 called the race at approximately 9:30 local time, with Schmidt's opponent, Nathan Velasquez, leading 58-42 in this nonpartisan primary. If the candidate garners more than 50% of the vote, they're declared the winner of the election but don't take office until January of 2025. This from Andy Noe, breaking the votes is still being counted in the Portland area, but it is expected that residents have fired the Soros-funded Antifa supporter, DA Mike Schmidt, as the prosecutor. According to the Oregonian, Velasquez, a longtime prosecutor, began working for the district attorney's office fresh out of law school. Over the last 24 years, he worked his way up the chain to become one of the supervisors. His campaign focused on Schmidt's soft-on-crime policies that have led to a deterioration of downtown Portland, which has become overrun with homelessness and drugs. And look, it kills me that so many cities on the West Coast have been overrun with this crap, because if you've ever been out, particularly the Pacific Northwest, if you've been to Seattle, you've been to Portland, these are beautiful places, man. I mean, down by the water in Seattle, you got that mountain in the back by the fish market. What is that, Mount Washington, I think? Gorgeous. You go a couple blocks up, and it is the scourge of society. The scourge of society. The results echoed a poll earlier this month that shows Velasquez well on his way to victory in the county that Portland is a part of. They voted in favor of banning camping in public places, 63% to 27%. The poll stacked up similarly regarding treating drug use as a crime. See, for a long time in the city of Portland, they chose treatment over punishment. For crimes, for drug crimes. However, they decided to include in drug crimes grand larceny, petty theft, disorderly conduct. Excuse me, sorry about that. They included all of those in drug crimes. And that is why you see people shooting up on the streets of Portland. They voted to actually, they literally put to a referendum in the state of Oregon whether or not sleeping on the street was allowed to be a crime, which it shouldn't be. It's a public place. It's not owned by one person. It's not your sidewalk. Schmidt is the latest progressive DA to be ousted in the United States. San Francisco voters recalled activist Kesa Boudin in San Francisco 2 years ago. That same year, Kim Fox in Chicago chose not to seek re-election. Both championed social justice reforms that led to spiking crimes in their respective cities. Well, they didn't just do that. Kim Fox, of course, is the one who let off Jesse Smollett after Big Mike Obama gave her a call and said, hey, why don't you let our friend Juicy, Juicy Smollett off? And Kesa Boudin is the son of terrorists. Now, that's not conjecture. That's not hyperbole. That is not me. That is not me asserting my opinion into that. Kesa Boudin's parents are domestic terrorists. His father, David Boudin, hijacked a Brinks truck in upstate New York in the late 80s in order to fund an escape attempt of Assata Shakur from a New Jersey prison. Why was Assata Shakur in prison? For killing two New Jersey state troopers. They were members of the Weather Underground. You know, the people that set off a bomb inside of the Capitol in the 70s? Funny, that wasn't, you know, when you hear the worst attack on democracy. The worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War. And that time that Bernadine Dorn and Bill Ayers decided to set off a bomb in the place. By the way, Bill Ayers, Bernadine Dorn, what are they doing now? After being the leaders of the Weather Underground, a domestic terrorist organization that didn't know how to set up a bomb properly, so they blew up a townhouse in Lower Manhattan back in the 70s. What are they doing now? Are they rotting in jail? No. They're professors at the University of Chicago. So it turns out if you're a left-wing terrorist, if you're a left-wing radical, you get jobs at the most prestigious university in the country. Bernadine Dorn sat on the FBI most wanted list for like 15 years until the statute of limitations wore off. And then she was free to go. All part of the radical Chicago Democratic machine. All part of it. That's where Hillary Clinton got her start. That's where Barack Obama got his start. All being taught by the radicals. And they're the ones, Bill Ayers, Bernadine Dorn, who raised Kesa Boudin when his father got locked up for robbing a Brinks truck to let a terrorist out. None of this is like the deep wells of the internet. None of this is like, ooh, look at this conspiracy. It's like well-known knowledge. You can look it up. It's common knowledge. However, not something you're allowed to talk about, that the University of Chicago employs terrorists. Somehow I'm on a list, though. Somehow I'm on a list. Absolutely unbelievable. Guys, we're going to move on because, you know, on this show, we like to talk about our cultural figure. Oh, yeah. Before we do that, one more quick update. California 20, the Kevin McCarthyite, the guy Kevin McCarthy handpicked, won his primary. He was endorsed by Trump. But Kevin McCarthy, little baby bitch boy has been elected in California 20. So we'll see what all comes of that. So before we keep moving and grooving here, guys, I want to tell you guys about my friends over at Ammo Squared, guys. Ammo Squared is an America first, pro-America, pro-two-way, and pro-personal freedom country. A company started by Dan and Danielle Morton in 2015 in the great state of Idaho. Ammo Squared helps you stay stocked up on ammunition automatically. Your ammo grows slowly over time and is stored for free while it builds up and is shipped whenever you want it, shipping out in just 1 to 2 business days. Ammo Squared was started in 2015 and has over 30,000 loyal customers all over the country. It truly is the only automated set-it-and-forget-it way to do ammo purchasing. You just pick your caliber, set your budget, and select a shipping trigger, and that is all, baby. Ammo Squared builds up over time, then is delivered automatically whenever you want it. It is a very budget-friendly way to build a stockpile of ammo. It's even customizable, so you can buy as little as you want every month or as much as you want. like an ammo 401k or an ammo savings account. That way, when store shelves go empty, like we saw in 2008, 2015, and 2020, you can be like the other Ammo Squared customers who got an immediate delivery of all their ammo and had a stockpile of it with just the click of a button. Guys, go to AmmoSquared.com. That's AmmoSquared.com. Let them know we sent you AmmoSquared.com. Giddy on up. Let's go. How is everybody doing today? Make sure you're hitting that thumbs up button. Share the video out all over the place. Let's get this Liz live chat. Where are we at? Bingo bango. We're going to be talking about in a moment, we're going to be talking about Trump, New York, Latino and Latinas, because it turns out there are two very different types. Two very different types of Latino and Latinas representing the Hispanic community all over the country. We're going to be talking about that in just a second. We're talking about that in just 1 second. Giddy on up. Let's go. So, how's everybody doing today? Patty Vest, how are you? How are you? What's up, Jeremy? Welcome to the Ricky Coates. How are you, Masshole? How are you, Masshole Patriot? Still my favorite name in the chat. Still my favorite name in the chat. So let's get to tomorrow, Trump, Bronx. Let's go. Because yesterday there was a member of Congress. You may have heard of her. Her name is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Now, there are two different kinds. Of Latinas in this country. And I know I'm saying this kind of flippantly and a bit crass, but there are people that are actually Hispanic and have like Hispanic culture and, you know, live the Hispanic culture. And then there are people like AOC who like to be white when it's convenient and like to be Spanish when it's convenient, and they flip back and forth. Like AOC is Spanish when she's in the Bronx, but when she goes back to her hometown of Yorktown Heights, she's white again. She came out and said an astonishing thing. She literally said the quiet part out loud, where she claimed that the trial against Donald Trump is not about a conviction, but about putting an ankle bracelet on him so he can't campaign.
And by the way, he's doing it in the South Bronx, not to make a point, but because he's got court, and the man practically has the legal version of an ankle bracelet around him, and he can't leave the five boroughs because he always has to be in court. And so it is truly an embarrassment to him. And I am looking forward to the response of everyday Bronxites talking about how they feel about him coming to their back.
I'm fairly certain that before Nancy Pelosi leaves Congress, the very last thing she's going to do is punch AOC in the face. If I were a Democrat and I saw maybe the most famous person in my party come out and say that live on television, I would take one of those McKinney law books that sits behind everybody and throw it at them. You can't say the quiet part out loud, Alex, or Sandy, or Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. You got to make sure you roll your R's when you're in the Bronx and you're AOC. You don't roll them up in Yorktown Heights with all the white people, but when you go down to the Bronx, you're Cortez. You got to make sure you roll it a little bit. Now, that's the fake kind of Latina. Now I'm going to show you a real one, because there is nothing, and I mean this, and I can say this because I've experienced it in my life. There is nothing scarier on the planet than when a Latina woman yells at you. Here was Congresswoman, what the hell's her name? Do I got her name pulled up? Shit, where the hell is it? Give me 1 second. From Miami. Maria Salazar. Here's Congresswoman Maria Salazar yelling at reporters outside of the Trump trial, letting Latinos know that there's a reason why you fled America, and it's to get away from shit like this.
I will get
you. Thank you.
En español, dime. En español, yes.
Lo que acabo de decir
es que esto es un circo político.
Yeah.
We are the largest minority in the country, the Hispanics. Los hispanos somos la minoría más importante en los Estados Unidos. Esto es un circo político que solamente se ve en Cuba, en Venezuela y en Nicaragua. Es una vergüenza que nosotros, independientemente de lo que usted piensa de Trump, si le gusta Trump, si no le gusta Trump, lo que piense de él, en realidad es que en este país no se logra una lucha política en las cortes, se logra en el ballot box, en las urnas. Y por eso le estoy diciendo a los hispanos, wake up, despiértense, que lo que está pasando es marxismo y nosotros vinimos a este país para no tener esto, sino para que el futuro de nuestros hijos sea un...
Look, I don't know what you said, lady, but whatever it is, I'll do. There is nothing scarier in the world than a Spanish woman yelling at you in Spanish, okay? Nothing scarier in the world. But this comes on the heels of Donald Trump's South Bronx rally. And I'm hoping that some people... And look, it's not like we've even seen it in the polls among Hispanic support for Republicans moving forward. And I think a lot of people are starting to realize that this is the reason why their grandparents fled the countries they fled from. I've said it numerous times. I don't blame immigrants for wanting to come to America. I don't blame them. I wouldn't want to live in those countries either. And finally, I think that maybe, first-generation immigrants, the children of immigrants, particularly from Latin America, are starting to hear the stories from their parents about what they had to go through in Venezuela when people were breaking into zoos to eat animals, That's a real story because people were starving to death. They're starting to hear those stories, and this is starting to sound eerily similar. So I hope that that clip of Congresswoman Maria Salazar is able to go viral, and some people are able to show their grandparents or their aunts or their uncles or their parents. Is that really what it was like in Nicaragua, in Cuba, in Venezuela? When you were coming up, is that why you came to America? One can only hope. One can only hope. Wild. Great to see, though. It's nice to see that people... I was talking to someone about this the other day, about reaching out to communities that Republicans don't normally go to. You know, for a long time, the Republican Party has been full of old, boring, stodgy, white people that can't dance. No zip to them. They got no essence. They got no fire. They got no personality. And for a long time, they've written off communities like the South Bronx. And I think that I am so excited for tomorrow's rally to be able to show what's happening there. To be able to show the world that, and to show the entire country that Republicans are willing to go into non-white communities and actually play. You know, they flipped a city council seat in the South Bronx last year. This is not impossible, guys. It just takes a little bit of work. And instead, Republicans don't want to do it. So, as I say to many of my Republican friends, if you don't do it, we'll do it for you. Guys, before we keep going, Mike Lindell.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work. What a concept. I'm interrupting this commercial to let you know you can get our six-piece My Towels, regular $69.98, now only $29.98. Or you can save 25% on our brand new kitchen towels made with the same technology as our famous My Towels. Also, we have bath sheets, bath towels, washcloths, hand towels, and so much more. And the best part, with your promo code, your entire order ships absolutely free. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use that promo code to get deep discounts on all My Towels. And for a limited time, your order ships absolutely free.
Guys, head on over to MyPillow.com, promo code LOUD. So over the last couple of days, we've been talking a lot about pop culture figures who have come out against Democratic policies, who have come out, and not so much for Trump, but against Joe Biden, and how viscerally important that is. I want to talk about one woman who has been a Republican for quite some time an out-and-out Republican, not a big fan of Donald Trump, by her own admission. However, there is probably no more relevant cultural figure, popularized TV person, than this woman. Maybe ever. And as we all know, on this show, we like to talk about where Donald Trump is going to get the votes from in the suburbs, particularly with suburban women. And which is why I like to highlight more and more people like this. Guys, take a listen to Judge Judy. Judge Judy, who still has like 12 different TV shows coming out. And look, I want to be clear about this. I have a friend of mine who's a judge who hates Judge Judy because people think that what happens on Judge Judy is what really happens in courtrooms. They don't know. They don't realize that it's dramatized. But a person like this still has an unbelievable cultural significance. Here is maybe the most famous TV judge of all time.
Oh, I know what we got here. We got here because a small group of people who had very loud voices created a scenario where bad people got rewarded and the victim got punished by the system. You know, there is always a reason for criminal behavior. Whatever, didn't have a good upbringing, didn't have two parents in the house, didn't have one parent in, there's always a reason. You're mentally ill, that's a reason. You took drugs, that's a reason. You took alcohol, your brain is fried. Whatever it is, there's a reason. There is never an excuse for bad behavior. And when society started to make excuses for bad behavior and react to criminality based upon the excuses, it fell apart. You're just as dead if somebody 18 kills you or 17. You're just as dead. And if you're 17 years old and kill somebody, you don't belong with kids who were 12 in a juvenile facility. You don't belong in a different criminal justice system, but a very small group of people pushed through in New York State, for instance, raising the level of criminal responsibility. Well, that's ridiculous. I mean, if you have family, if you have a mother who's 65 years old, who's walking to the grocery store, and some crazy, for no reason, hits her over the head with a steel pipe and kills her, and they're 17, that person should never be allowed to walk the street again, because society can't take a chance. If I wouldn't take a chance putting him living next to me, why would I take a chance putting him next to you? And when you have district attorneys who were charged, whose job it is to do justice, but to keep the community safe, because you have defense lawyers, their job is, they know their job. When you have elected district attorneys who don't know what their job is, they should go find another job, fill ice cream cones someplace, but don't ruin cities. And what's happened around New York City, Portland, San Francisco, you had district attorneys who didn't know what their job was. And the cities are ruined. People are leaving. That's what happens. So what do I think? I think we better get smarter before we get lost. Permanently lost.
And we saw it in Portland yesterday. People voting against these insane district attorneys. Now, as I said yesterday, do I really care about Cardi B or do I care about Judge Judy? No, actually, I think Judge Judy is one of the most, I think she might be one of the most annoying human beings that I've ever seen on television. And my whole life, people in my home have watched Judge Judy and it has driven me absolutely batshit crazy. But people listen to these people. People care what Judge Judy thinks. They are marketing geniuses. If Judge Judy endorsed a book, I bet you it sells 3 million copies the next day. More and more people are starting to come out. against the insanity, against the craziness. And all I got to say is good. Good. Keep coming out. We want more of it. We want more of it. Before we keep going, guys, head on over to lfatv.us. That's lfatv.us. That is your home base. That is your mothership for all things LFATV related. You can pick up your Armor of God t-shirts, your Can't Beat God hats, Rapture Ready gear, your Rise Up coffee. And while you guys are there, consider becoming a monthly donor over at lfatv.us. That's lfatv.us. Whoa, we are rolling, guys. We are rolling. I'm so excited. I'm so excited for tomorrow. Who else is excited for the Trump rally? I know I certainly am. Store closes for a month in just 1 week. The store closes for a month in just 1 week, says Jeremy. So pick up your stuff now over at lfatv.us. That's lfatv.us. Boom. Judge Judy is young compared to Soros. That is a 94. Yeah, that's pretty funny. Let's pop this live chat up onto the screen. Do you think she really understands that they are told to do this? Wake up, Judy Soros did it. I don't know who Judy Soros is. Those are two different people. And first off, Judge Judy's always been a Republican. She campaigned for Nikki Haley. She's always been on our side of the aisle. So I'm happy that some people are starting to feel the need to voice out, to voice their displeasure with what's going on. I'm not going to shame people for finally waking up and smelling the coffee. I'm going to thank them publicly because that gives more people the liberty to do so. We got a couple more stories that I do want to get to. This one story is wild. This one story is absolutely insane. Newsweek yesterday. You guys ready for this load of crap? Newsweek, not that anybody believes them anymore or should believe them anymore. Newsweek published a fake story about Tucker Carlson saying that he got a show on Russian state TV. A story that Newsweek, and I there's no real soft way to say this, directly pulled out of their ass. Like, they were sitting around, and they were just sitting there thinking, going, we got nothing to write about today. And look, in fairness, there are slow news days. They happen to all of us, Newsweek. We get it. Today is one of them. But you don't just make up a story. You're not just like, oh, there we go. Let's check this out. On Tuesday morning, Newsweek ran with a headline, Tucker Carlson launches show on Russian state TV, which was soon changed to Tucker Carlson show aired by Russian state TV. Though the outlet changed its tune, it did not stop the Daily Beast and the National Review from running with the false narrative. Newsweek originally claimed Carlson is presenting the program Tucker, which is broadcast on Russia 24. The new version of the article now clarifies it comprises old episodes of Tucker Carlson's show taken from X, YouTube, complete with a Russian voiceover. So Russia is actually stealing Tucker Carlson's content and airing it as a show, but Newsweek and many other outlets, even one on the right, National Review, decided, because, you know, National Review is part of the old order. They're part of the old guard that just can't seem to get out of their own way. Even they can't get off the Russia train. It's sad to see. It's sad to see. Before we wrap up today, guys, we're going to wrap up. Oh, shoot. Sorry about that. Before we wrap up today, I'm having a hell of a day today. I'm having a real good day today. Before we wrap up today, guys, head on over to loudmajorityusa.com. That's loudmajorityusa.com. Sign up for our newsletter. Check out our shop. That is the best way to support this show and everything we've got going on over here over at loudmajorityusa.com. You guys can use promo code SPRING to get 30% off everything on the website. That's promo code SPRING to get 30% off everything on the website over at loudmajorityusa.com. We're going to leave you guys with a funny video. I'm going to leave you guys with a funny video because this is a must watch. A Milwaukee news crew was doing a report on a recent shooting. And while they were reporting it, a guy who stole a car crashed into another car in the middle of their shot. Milwaukee reporter Kaylee Starl with TMJ4 was recording a follow-up report on a shooting when she witnessed a hit-and-run in which the driver crashed into a parked car in which a 57-year-old was sitting. The driver of the instigating car exited the vehicle and fled on foot while the passenger struggled to get out of the car and appeared to be in substantial pain. Milwaukee police said the car had been freshly stolen and that the two people hurt in the incident. From behind the reporter, a car can be seen veering into an intersection before leaving the roadway, jumping the curb, and smashing into a parked car.
Call 911.
Boy, that's some bad luck. You steal a car, you crash it into another parked car with a person inside of it, and there happens to be a news crew there filming the entire thing. I will tell you this, though. I will tell you one thing about the criminals that are coming in this era of crime that we're living in. The more criminals we get, the dumber they seem to be. So if you're going to commit a crime, guys, please do it on camera and make it silly so that the rest of us can laugh about it. Guys, we're going to wrap up a little bit early today. I want to thank everybody so much for tuning in. Some of you I'll see tomorrow, I think. I'll see some of you tomorrow at the Donald Trump rally live in the South Bronx. I'm super excited for that. Until tomorrow, everybody, stay loud.